Well, I think the biggest problem is a lot of organizations are looking for a one-fits-all, drop-in, click-it sort of solution. And the problem is that monitoring really is it's a creative process. It requires understanding both of your inputs and your outputs. So you need to have good analysts looking at the stuff that's coming out the back end. But on the front end, you need to have an understanding of your organizational's critical components, and then how somebody might be trying to access them, and then start looking for traces that indicate that something's going wrong.
So in other words, if you're working in the Treasury Department versus Homeland Security, you should probably know something about the mission and the type of people that might want to attack you in the first place.
Right. And so, you know, the prevailing industry trend has been to go towards one-size-fits-all solutions, which I don't think is the correct direction to be going. You know, if you are guarding money, you need to be watching the money. If you're creating intellectual property, you should be watching the process whereby the intellectual property is created. And those are completely different problems. If you've got an insider threat, it's a completely different problem from if you've got an outsider threat, and then you've got to worry about, you know, what kind of threat and how they're going to come at you.
So what role can then automation play, which is something that agencies are looking to do more and more of?
Yeah, well, I mean, that's the problem. I mean, you use the automation to collect the data. The analysis part, I think you can build workflow tools maybe to make the automation piece a little bit easier. And I think there's been inadequate research done in the industry for workflow. I think that's been kind of largely ignored. But the current trend is towards signatures, you know, just a matching rule. If you see this, then it means that. And you can see how, you know, applying the same set of matching rules to an agency like Treasury or to DHS, that they're completely incompatible.
Now, a lot of CIOs and CISOs in the government say that they're overwhelmed by the choice of software tools that are being offered as panaceas by the industry, that agencies are told, if you just install this, we'll solve your cybersecurity problems. And what's the issue there?
Well, here's where you get to think I'm crazy. The problem's not tools at all. What you really need is you need smart people. And again, the prevailing industry trend is we're not going to hire smart people to do this. We're not going to have analysts. What we want to do is have a 1U high rack mount thingamajig that does all of the analysis for us, and then we don't have to have smart people. And I think the problem is that short of somebody building a working artificial intelligence, this is a problem that requires human intelligence, creativity, and analysis.
When you talk about those smart people, describe for me who exactly you're talking about, because presumably the people who are the architects of these types of systems really understand them in and out. Are you talking about a different group of people?
It's not as much system architects. It's kind of, you know, paranoid people who understand how the business works, who can look for the traces of things that don't fit into business working. So, you know, in a corporate context, you know, let's imagine that we've got a company that does some R&D. I might do things like hopefully I'd have an analyst that's doing things like looking at our network traffic and going, why is one of our researchers accessing human resources databases? That doesn't make any sense.
We're speaking with Marcus Rainham, the Chief Security Officer of Tenable Network Security. Now, the government participates in a lot of black hat, white hat, red and blue teaming types of exercises, and they go to colleges and even high schools looking for people that are good at this whole gaming situation to try to stop bad guys. But are they missing the point then in training people just on the network perimeter aspect, but not really having people that understand the business needs on that same front line?
I don't think that they're making a mistake there if they're training good people, because good people are gonna be useful pretty much regardless of what you're doing. I mean, if you take a creative person who's interested in defending a network and you say, you know, your mission is to defend the network, that's gonna work. I think maybe a place where there's a breakdown is if you take somebody who would be a good analyst and you wind up sticking them in front of a console and saying, okay, just watch this stream of data and look for a bump in it. I think that's probably not going to be as effective an approach. But ultimately, your security posture, if you're gonna try to deal with these, you know, they call them advanced persistent threats, you know, these kind of sophisticated attacks, you're going to have to be looking creatively for things that aren't the usual stuff, because the bad guys are trying to hide within the stream of the usual stuff. And the general trend in security products is to deal with the usual stuff. So we've got this big kind of non sequitur here, where the business approach is really the one that's important. Again, you know, if you're the IRS, what are your crown jewels? You don't want people accessing the database. So it doesn't really matter whether you're looking at an outsider trying to access the database or an insider trying to access the database. But that's a profoundly different problem for another agency or for another enterprise.
So what's the right balance, though? Because agencies, of course, are we hear the term a lot, trying to do more with less. So clearly the answer can't be hiring thousands of great expert people to hunt for every single thing that could possibly come up. What's the balance?
Yeah, well, that's the problem. I mean, I, like I said, I think the prevailing trend is going the opposite direction. Do more with less is going to result in actually doing less. that's the only way I can see it. Having lots and lots of tools, I think, is in some cases is a distraction. You know, you've got people who are spending so much time fiddling around with all these consoles and technologies that they're not actually doing real thinking about computer security. So, you know, one place where I think this is going to wind up going is maybe computer security is going to continue to collapse down, where instead of having a number of people with an analytic capability, you're going to backhaul all of the monitoring data to some central location and try to monitor larger or, you know, larger clusters of organizations using a single unit. And I think that the end result there is going to also be bad. It's going to be more people or fewer people monitoring more stuff, and you can guess how that's going to work.
Now, Congress has several bills before it that they're all fighting over to try to get at cybersecurity, but they all would prescribe continuous monitoring to federal agencies. Do you think Congress maybe is trying to legislate that which really can't be legislated?
Well, I think continuous monitoring is a good idea. I'm afraid that the way that it's being gone about maybe, you know, is almost certainly all wrong. So, you know, Congress has shown again and again that, you know, they don't understand cybersecurity. They do what their lobbyists tell them to do, and the lobbyists are pushing to do whatever's most profitable for the contractors and industry, you know, cyber industrial complex to do. So I think, you know, this is a case where Congress needs expertise of its own, which is also sadly lacking. I mean, you've got this really nasty chicken and egg problem. You've got to understand the problem before you can meaningfully and usefully legislate it. And I don't think that's happening either.